we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Meditate on God's Word. Today's meditation was written by Pastor Lonray Toby. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm 119, verse 148. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. I have just read from the King James Version. As I sat quietly reflecting on what to write for today's devotional, a strong impression came to my heart. It's time we return to the foundation, spiritual growth. And one of the most essential yet often overlooked keys to that growth is meditating on God's Word. Many believers today are unfamiliar with the practice and power of biblical meditation. Some honestly say, I don't even understand what it means to meditate on the Word. But here's a helpful insight. If you know how to worry, you already know how to meditate. Worry is simply taking a negative thought and playing it over and over in your mind until it begins to shape your emotions and behavior. It produces fear, anxiety, and often confusion. In the same way, when you take a passage of Scripture and turn it over and over in your mind, letting it sink into your heart, that's meditation, and it produces faith, peace, and light. Meditation is not reading the Bible quickly or mechanically. It's pausing, it's chewing, it's thinking deeply on the truth of God's Word until it reshapes your perspective. It takes the Word from the pages of your Bible into the chambers of your heart. Worry builds fear, and fear attracts darkness. But meditation builds faith, and faith is your most potent spiritual weapon. See Ephesians 6:16. It is by faith that we overcome the world. So here's a challenge for today. The next time you find yourself tempted to worry, replace that thought with a scripture related to your situation. Dwell on that scripture. Speak it. Think it. Let it grow in you. Go into today determined to exchange your worry for the Word. Let your mind feast on God's promises instead of problems. Let the Word do its transforming work, and you will walk in strength and light. Prayer. Holy Spirit, teach me to meditate on your word. Help me to focus on truth instead of fear. Open my eyes to see wondrous things in your word and let it change me from the inside out. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 63 to 65. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalm 63 to 65.
Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah.
You, God, are my God. Earnestly, I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced.
Psalm 64, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say,
"We have devised a perfect plan."
Surely the human mind and heart are cunning. But God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him.
Psalm 65, for the director of music, a psalm of David, a song.
Praise awaits you, our God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we are overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds. God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional, and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.